Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you who are coming to us this morning by way of blog. Oh, my God. Millions and millions of people joining us by way of blog. And we're so excited. Amen. This is the first day of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. We're meeting here in Kansas City. And we're thanking God for who he is and what he's going to do. My God, in a gracious and glorious way. I want to go to God in prayer, and we'll move forward from there. God bless you. Heavenly Father, always kind of the greatest privilege to come before you, Lord, that you hold out the scepter to me. And God, you're there to answer all of our prayers. And doing miracles like we've never seen in 2016. Graciously. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you last night, oh God, for blessing us to render up at least 1,000 or more praises. And worldwide, over 3 billion praises. People joining us from every nation, 195 different nations. And we were able, Lord, to bring you glory and adoration. We do thank you. Ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that was not against, that was not for your will, but against your will. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. And bless us, Lord. Bless the prayer line. Let the anointing go out over the prayer line waitings and destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load in Jesus' name. Give peace and joy and love to these prayer line participants. Every person blessed in the name of Jesus. Look on their family, look on their home. Now look on the Lord and their finances. Look on the Lord and their health and their strength. Grant miracles for those who are sick. Oh God, thank you for the last 2 days, the miracles that you've done. And Dr. Benny Johnson has been among those. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for everything that you've done. I'm asking you to take over the prayer line, Lord. Your grief and your mercy. And let your name be glorified. We love you. We appreciate you so much, Lord. So much. You've been there all the way, every step of the way, we glory in you. And Lord, help us this day to remember those, oh God, less fortunate than us in foreign lands and even here in America. Thank you for what you've done for us, but help, Lord. Those incarcerated, those in jails, those in prison. God help. And help our nation, Lord, to select the right person to lead us. Oh, God, help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory in you. We praise you. Oh, we thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, praise you. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. God bless you. And speak to each other. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen. God, I know me. Y'all must be sleepy. I had to speak to you 3 or 4 times. Amen. Before you get in the end. That's God. We praise God for you. Let's be. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. God has been so good to you. He's not just done a few things for you. More than this time, he's done thousands of things for you. Amen. And to not speak to him would be a travesty. Somebody who's had thousands of things. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good,
good
morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Mm. Let's wake up here. Wake up here and let's thank him for the goodness of God. This is a praise check to you to see what level your praise is on. You know, it'd be high when he's done so much for you. And let's praise him right now. Lord, just thank you. Praise check. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. To everyone on the prayer line this morning, I just praise and thank God for. I was just thinking back, it's been 10 years, and it seems like it's gone by so fast, but I thank God because 10 years ago, I was so sick, it just looked like I wasn't going to make it. My appetite was gone. I had, when I said no appetite, not a little appetite, but I had no appetite. My weight went from 170 pounds down to 101 pounds. And I thank God that now I have a really, really good appetite. I've gained my weight back. At that time, I had so many challenges until I didn't even want to tell the people how many challenges I had that I was facing. And it was very difficult for me to walk. I was just in a terrible state. But I thank God, you know, that God has delivered me. And now I'm telling people, I started telling about how I was. And they look at me and I was, yes, God did it. And I thank God. And that was, totally a miracle from the Lord.
Amen.
This is true. I mean, God can. He can do it. He will do it. It's a lesson. I know He can do it. Anyone else have a praise report this morning?
Well, hallelujah, and to God be the glory. I thank God this morning for life. This is Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for life this morning. I thank God for my testimony because I, too, am a miracle. Death was pronounced over me over 4 years ago, said that I would not live to see this day. But I thank God that when they said that I couldn't make it, I knew whose report I was going to believe. I knew God still had work for me. And I thank God because even though they said I wasn't going to see my 60th birthday, I thank God today I'm celebrating another one 4 years later. And to God be the glory, because God knows what His plan is for your life. God knows how to do things and how to get your attention. He's going to do just what He has to do to get His work fulfilled. I thank God for it. I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I thank God for all these miracles on the prayer line. Y'all got to tell them because you don't know who is going to be blessed by your testimony. Just last night on the youth prayer line, I gave my testimony, not knowing that it was going to bless someone. But God calls afterwards saying, saints, open up your mouth, tell up the goodness of God, and keep on praising Him. Hallelujah, and thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're
thank you,
miracle.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You have a miracle right here. Yes, He is a miracle.
Thank you,
right
Jesus. Thank
I
you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you.
This is Sister Riley again. I'll give another testimony. I just give a testimony for my daughter-in-law. I was requesting prayer for my daughter-in-law. We've been praying for her. She has stage 4 breast cancer. And I was able to, as I indicated the other day, go to Nevada to pick her up. She had lost so much weight. Oh, my goodness. She was in a terrible, terrible state. But I thank God she is not all the way out of the woods. But I thank God that I was able to take her to the University of Chicago, and she's doing good. And I think they're going to be discharging her home today, and she'll be going back and forth getting her treatments. But I thank God for where he's brought her from. I'm giving her testimony because she's not here to give it. But God has worked a miracle already. I can see she's gaining weight. And usually with cancer, you don't gain weight. She is gaining weight. She is looking much better. And she's laughing. She's smiling. And that was not the state when I picked her up. And my prayer was that I would be able to get her here on the plane because it's a four-hour flight. And God bless us on that plane to get here. I said, Lord, just put her to sleep and let her rest. And I thank God she's out of that pain and
thank
doing
you.
Well. And I know that without a doubt that is a miracle.
Thank you for your testimony. And that's a miracle. She was like you said, she'd be saying it too, how God was a miracle in our life. So we thank God for a miracle. Thank God. Is anyone else? Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Watson Cobb, Ambassador of Watson Cobb in Texas, area code 832. And I have a little testimony. I said it before, but I had owed the IRS over six figures. And the Lord came in, and that situation was completely closed. Oh, one penny. God,
oh, my
goodness. And working to pray, but I'm just thanking for it. Thanking for it.
And then that's what I've been thinking about. He was going to make people debt free. Amen. He's canceling debt. I think y'all ought to give God a praise. Oh my God. Ambassador Hyde said the Lord has blessed us to see a brand new year. This is her birthday, and we're going to celebrate her as a friend of the family here today.
Okay.
And then maybe we want to wish her a happy birthday and give you space to do so. Let's get a couple more prayer reports, maybe something else here if I make it back.
This is Sister Lucille. I'm sorry. My phone clicked out. I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Yesterday, I went to work, and my client decided she wanted to go to the beauty shop, and she told me I could help yesterday and do what I needed to do for myself. So I went up to the public housing authority to find out how much I owe. I used to stay in public housing about 32 years ago when my oldest daughter was ill, and I got evicted, and I owed a balance. And I went to see yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that the balance was zero balance. And I just
Thank you, Lord.
Some paperwork, and it'll be about 2 to 3 months, and then my children will have us a place.
Thank you for one more praise report. T1 Let's allow another praise report. Anybody else? I want to tell them the goodness of Jesus. Jump in there. Tell them God's goodness. Anyone else? All right, Sister Peterson, God bless you so much.
I just failed yesterday. And I know yesterday I couldn't even. I would be coughing and lining everything because I couldn't use my voice and line up with the coughing and all that. So this morning, right now, I'm not coughing. I thank and praise God for it because anything was like when the air started getting into my throat, I started coughing and everything. So I thank and praise God that this morning I haven't been coughing. And I thank and praise God for that.
That's a pretty good one. God bless you. Amen. All right, God bless you. You did a wonderful job, Sister Peterson. Amen. God bless you. You've come a long way. And we just praise God for you. I wonder, is Ambassador-elect Forsey, if you're on the line, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I beat you today.
Yeah, you beat me today.
God bless you. But I wonder if you would sing that song, Good Morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
All right. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Good morning, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have him here and anybody in the world. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all say the name Jesus, anybody? Just say
Jesus.
Thank you all.
Jesus.
He's the reason why you are here. Can we say his name one more time? Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Amen. All right, let's go to our prayer request. Can we get Ambassador-elect Riley? Can you get those prayer requests for us?
Yes, sir.
You will? Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Again, good morning, everyone. It is now time to give us your prayer request. And beginning, I do have a prayer request. I'd like to place the chaplain where I volunteer at the hospital. I'd like to place him on the prayer list. He's having like a lot of problems and pain with his knees, and it's very difficult for him sometimes. So I just want to pray for him because he's very, very faithful in being at that hospital. So I want to place him on that request. Also, at this time, if there are others who have prayer requests, could you make those known at this time?
Sister Peterson, I have unspoken also. I have my request, a prayer for Sister Ruth Emery.
Oh my goodness, I was trying to get okay. Sister Peterson. Okay, is there another one with a prayer request? Oh, you know what, Sister Peterson? I'm so sorry. Sister Peterson.
Green as spoken. Reverend Charles and Ruth Emery.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Reverend Charles and Ruth Emery.
Okay, Ruth. Okay. And who is this?
Reverend Charles and Ruth Emery.
I mean, who's speaking? Is this Sister
Peterson?
Oh, okay, Sister Peterson. Your voice came before. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Okay. I didn't recognize your voice. Okay, I'm so sorry. Is there another prayer request?
Sister Joreen Garnett, request and prayer. Unspoken prayer request for myself and for my family.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Is there another request?
Ambassador Hodges asking for traveling, first of all, for prayer for the chaplain. prayer for OG and our First Lady as we go into our 2016 convention, and then prayer for those that will be traveling, coming to the convention, and let's keep the convention in prayer.
All right. Thank you. Okay, could we get maybe one more?
Good morning.
Then have someone be prepared to put in those requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Your name again?
Renee McKnight.
Renee McKnight, okay.
I'm feeling depressed today. I don't know why. I mean, I know I'm a child of God, and I know God's going to help me through this. So, y'all pray for me.
Let me just stop this right now. This is Renee.
Yes.
You hear me, Renee? Everything's all right. Don't let the enemy take you there. You're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ. The Lord loves you. And though you may be going through a test, Renee, God has already worked it out, and you have the victory. I want to pray for you right now.
Thank you.
Lift your hand, fall on your shoulder, lift your hand.
Yes.
Come in here. Thank you. Are you there, Sister Renee?
Yes, sir.
All right, get the anointing time. Lord. Don't you just go thank him, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just open your mouth and come on. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You're all right. You're all right. I want you, Sister Renee, you to praise right now. Amen. I'm on the prayer request line. Might be somebody else in dire need. And you know, many times the way you can really receive the miracle yourself is be like Job. God turned his captivity, the things that were bothering him. He took care of them simply because he prayed for his friends. So I want you to take time. We got to sit in a prayer. We got Sister Peterson who is requesting for Luke and Charles, our elder, Reverend Charles and Luke Emery. Amen. Facing something. I want to challenge you to Sister Peterson and the unspoken. I want to challenge you to pray for Reverend Charles of Italy and pray for Sister Peterson. Did you do that for us right now?
Yes.
Do it right now. The Lord will do for you. Come on.
Lord, I just pray for Miss Peterson and whatever she's going through, and Lord, the other people that are going through struggles, Lord, I just pray that whatever they're going through, help them.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There again, help them. Help them.
Lord, please. I beg you, please, Lord.
Help them, Lord. Help them.
Yes, Jesus.
Mm.
Help
me. Yes, Jesus.
Thank
you. Jesus. Lord, help Jesus, my name. And then, Lord, we talk to Christopher Day, praying for Sister Peterson, praying for you, and praying for Father. God, help her. In the name of Jesus. You did it for us. No, you can do it for her. Soothe her and keep her. I pray that you turn the situation around. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we love you. We love you. Thank you.
I love you.
Amen. All right. All right. Sister Renee, I want you to just get alone for a moment so we begin to praise the Lord for bringing you this forth. Amen. If you knew all the things that the Lord had done for you, you'd be rejoicing. Amen.
Yes.
Rejoicing. You know, the enemy doesn't want you to be glad. He doesn't want you to have joy in your heart. He wants you to be sad and will try to hit you while you're down. Don't let him do it. Go on praising and giving glory, giving adoration. You could have been dead. You knew they had a death wish. And the Lord, let your name not be on that. Not be on that. What are you going to say? I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. What are you going to say?
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There have been far greater things, worse things that have happened. And he's got your mind. Just give the anointing time to work. You're going to be all right. Say, I'm going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. Everything's
going to
be all right.
Yes. Everything's going
to be all right. I receive it. I love Jesus. I love you.
We love you too, Sister Renee. Say it real strong. Everything's going to be all right. Say it.
Everything's going to be all right.
You mean that?
Everything's going to be all right.
I want you to give some praise unto the Lord. And I want y'all to have to praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord, Sister Renee. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless.
Oh, bless.
Me now.
Me now.
My Savior.
My Savior.